Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Welcome in, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Did you bribe TikTok to play only Eagles music today?
No. Nope, I did not. I didn't know what TikTok would do.
I heard from a birdie.
Yeah, you're smart man.
Got the Eagles.
World's greatest band, behind the Rolling Stones, of course. But that's not why you called. Or text it. 312-644-6767. Score. We're asking mother. You're welcome to text about your thoughts on the Bears and Eagles. And I'm going to run down some stats here that make you think, well, the Bears should be favored. But first, there's a text that I don't want to miss.
Well, there, and we love it. Keep checking in from where you're at. We appreciate it. Peoria heading to the Turkey Bowl. 29 feels like 15. Don't pull anything. Make sure you stretch out there. We have Rich, longtime listener, checking in from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Go Bears. Thank you, Rich. And this
By
is the
way,
one.
We have something. We have a special song for the Cheeseheads.
Oh.
I just found this last night. It's a parody. A comedian did it to the tune of Steve Miller's Joker.
Uh-huh. Right?
I can't wait to play this for Bears. All the Bears fans who, if you're disgusted with the Packers and Wisconsinians, you really appreciate this audio tribute.
And we appreciated this text very much from the 630, which this text, if anything screams this show, it is this text. I've texted on occasion about my lovely bride that would make a sarcastic quip when she'd hear you, meaning Rosenblum. Today didn't disappoint. I was thankful for not having to hear that Waking Bake show. She did follow up with, he does have his moments, don't get me wrong. LOL. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your Steve and Mike. Thank you, 630 texter. And your wife. Thank
and
you.
Your bride, yeah. I think he's the texter who texted in last Saturday that he carries the radio around wherever he follows his wife when we do the suckage roll call. And he texted
there you go.
That's what he's...
And shout out to the North Chicago Fire Department for listening. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Appreciate you guys working.
Thank you very much, and thank you for what you do. That's as selfless as it gets. So the Bears are 7-point underdogs. They're 8-3. Eagles are 8-3. Playing in home field is give or take 3 points. And the Bears are supposedly worse than that. And the Bears are a very public team. Mm-hmm. So are winners like the Eagles. This is not your father's Super Bowl champion. That's not that dominant thing.
Their offense has definitely struggled. Last week, you know, I started watching the Eagles-Cowboys game last Sunday. When it went up, when the Eagles went up 21-0, I literally left. I went and ran errands and then came back to the comeback. So I missed a lot of the comeback. But I was thinking, oh, the Eagles, you know, the Eagles are on today, and we've already seen the Matt Eberflus defense. We saw it up close and personal here a few months ago.
You just lost. You're the Eagles, and you just lost,
you lost to Matt Eberflus. Yes.
All right, so the scoring offense, comparative scoring offenses, right? We've been worried about the Bears. Like, when are they going to get Caleb? Caleb can't complete 60% of his passes, and yet the seven times it's happened when he's been under 60%, the Bears have won. They're 7-0 in games of Caleb Williams. All right. The Bears scoring offense, 26.3 points per game. They're eighth. The Eagles are 17th. That's the Eagles with Jalen Hurts, Super Bowl MVP. Saquon Barkley, 2,000-yard run. I mean, seriously.
If you're a Philly sports fan, here is what your sports radio sounds like. You're complaining about Jalen Hurts. You're wondering where Saquon Barkley is.
And that offensive coordinator.
A.J. Brown every week is doing something different to tell us how upset he is about how the offense is.
He's beating all the callers to it.
But that's, and you won the Super Bowl in this calendar year.
Yeah, right.
That's your Philly sports radio this week.
Passing offense, comparing them, right? The Bears, 227.4 yards per game, right, from a quarterback who can't complete 60% of his passes. That's 12th. The Bears are 12th in passing offense. The Eagles are 23rd. They're not at 200 yards a game passing.
It is. AJ does have his points in that they have two Pro Bowl level receivers and a really good tight end in Dallas Gardner.
But Devonta Smith isn't going to play. So they're.
But they. My point is, though, with in normal healthy times, they have two Pro Bowl esque receivers, a good tight end, and Saquon Barkley, and they're averaging, what was the number you just said, passing yards?
Under 200 yards. 193.2. So. Wait. But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Now how much would you pay? Rushing offense. The Eagles offense with Saquon Barkley, 2,000 yards, and the backwards spin, like one of the all-time great football moves.
Yep.
They're averaging just 110.5 yards per game on the ground. That's 21st. The Bears, as we know, are second.
Yes.
Over 140 yards per game.
Are you trying to tell
me? Wait, I'm telling you, the Bears
there's
offense.
More.
There's more. The Bears have allowed only 17 sacks. Caleb is so much better at that. The offensive line is so much better at that.
Yep.
That's tied for fourth. I knew that they hadn't allowed as many. I didn't realize they were tied for fourth. The Eagles have allowed 27 sacks. Which gives you some hope for a Bears defensive line that has been criticized.
Well, and especially if you're reading the old injury report, which I happen to have right in front of me.
It's new. It's not old.
Lane Johnson is a DNP and won't play for the Eagles, their Pro Bowl tackle. So
exactly.
How about that?
Yeah. So turnover margin. We know this is a big Bears win. Best in the NFL, plus 16. The Eagles are plus 6. Which is 6th in the NFL. So the Bears have 10 more, or plus 10 over the Eagles in turnovers. Now the scoring defense is where some things get a little leaky. But so far, when we've talked about the offense, we're talking about Bears dominance over that team that won the Super Bowl. The Bears are giving up 26.5 points per game. That ranks 27th.
Sucking.
The Eagles, though, have given up 20.5 points. They're not even giving up 21 points. They're eighth in the league. Passing defense, both are about the same. Both suck. They're 21st and 22nd. Rushing defense, the Eagles rank 18th. They've given up 115.1. The Bears give up 20 yards more. Third down defense, 22nd. Eagles are 22nd on third down defense, right? Scoring defense, the Eagles rank 8th, and the red zone defense, they're 3rd. See, that's good.
That's where they can separate themselves. Yep.
Caleb's really good against the blitz. The Bears offense is just so constipated in the red zone. I've saved the best for last. The most
there's more
startling statistic to me. In coming across all this, the Bears have 23 sacks. Myles Garrett has 18. Myles Garrett himself has 18 sacks.
Seinfeld.
The Bears as a team have 23. And we're talking about the defending Super Bowl champions. Remember the defensive line, Vic Fangio? We'll talk about the Godfather.
Yes.
Vic Fangio did not blitz once in the Super Bowl. He just let his defensive line go.
Yeah.
And the defensive line in the Super Bowl, they ate well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Jalen Carter and Bond. And so, the Eagles have fewer sacks than the Bears. The Bears' defensive line gets criticized. They're not doing anything. They're not putting pressure on. They're not. They have more sacks than the Eagles. We heard about the big, tough lines.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line. Look at the Eagles, the way they're just going to muscle people. And look at the defensive line. Oh, my God, that's a scary thing. Okay. The Bears are running for more yards. They have a more dynamic offense with their offensive line than the Eagles do with their offensive line. And the Bears' defensive line has more sacks. I'm telling you, the statistics point to these statistics, this prism, gets you to a Bears victory. I'm not good with point spreads. I don't know. I'm just telling you, this is the Bears, a great chance to go on the road. It looks like they're going to win based on these probabilities, these averages.
I was so hoping that Philly was going to rout Dallas last week, not for any rooting interest, but to make that. So because they blew that game, they blew a 3-touchdown lead, and you could say what you want, but I did hear Olin Krutz on these very airwaves say, yes, that does matter when you went out and laid an egg the previous week, especially when it's a good team, the defending Super Bowl champ, playing a home game, national TV, all the rest. And that will matter. That will come into play for the Philadelphia Eagles. I agree. I mean, listen, they've definitely had a Super Bowl hangover. I have not watched all of the Eagles games. I watched the highlights. I've seen the stats. Saquon rushed for 2,000 yards last year. So what has... we know he doesn't suck. We know he's a good back.
Apparently he does this year. He's at 60 yards a game.
I know. It's unbelievable to me, though. And I guess this is the... Year to year, this is why the NFL is so popular, because things can change at the snap of a finger, right? I mean, Saquon rushed for 2,000 yards last year.
Actually, snap of a tibia.
Oh, or that too.
And if it's Caleb Williams, you know what I think? Okay, I don't want to discuss.
No, don't, yeah.
Not now, but it could. They would be in really good hands with Tyson Bagent.
I don't want to see that stuff.
I'm not going to start that. I'm just saying.
And just think about this, right? I mean, for how many years have we criticized and complained about Bears draft picks and, you know, they don't hit and they don't have enough talent? Then all of a sudden, you sign Ben Johnson, your draft class, although, I mean, certainly this is all subject to change, but Loveland looks like a keeper, Burden looks like a keeper, Trapillo just had a great game, Turner's hurt, Hippolyte's hurt, but Luke Newman has played as your sixth-round pick, and Manungai, I mean, all of these guys that you drafted this year have played. And have played. Kyle Manungai ran for almost 200 yards against the Bengals.
He's fourth among rookie running backs.
Does he have more yards?
In the
seventh
round, he's a little behind the guy the Bears wanted, Travion Henderson.
Uh-huh.
He's not far behind, taking what, five rounds later?
Yeah. Does he
by
have,
the way, you
does
bring
he
that,
have more you, yards than Barkley? I'm afraid to look. I don't think he does.
But, well, I'll have to check that. I have to run this down because you alluded to all the draft class.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Johnson's first draft class.
Yeah.
See, this is Ben Johnson.
Well, I agree with you.
Remember a year ago when the Bears fired the guy on Black Friday because he screwed up in Detroit, and then they made him do the post the day after press conference because Bears management is worse than the Bears coaching. And then they fired Eberflus and they wouldn't do anything. Nobody showed up to do anything
mm-hmm.
for 2 days. Like, they can't be any dumber at Halas Hall. And then when they finally show up, the The former GM is neutered. Kevin Warren's going to be doing all the talking, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And Ryan Poles is sitting there in a sweatsuit and just falling down and going, oh, no.
He definitely
That's
did
when he got neutered
there.
And he became Kevin Warren's footman. Kevin Warren said, bring me Ben Johnson. And Ben Johnson then told you, okay, this is who we're drafting. So, Colson Loveland. Four catches, 49 yards last week, and a TD,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And just became a favorite. Luther Burden, the third.
Mm-hmm.
The third had three catches, 46 yards.
He's coming on strong, by
yeah.
the way.
Ussie Trapillo, all of a sudden, he's your left tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't notice him. Hippolyte had made a couple tackles before he got hurt. Now he's hurt, and see you later. Cool hand Luke Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Nice.
Playing fullback.
But he filled in a right guard.
And
right?
He filled in at guard. Nothing. But when they got down on the goal line, I can't remember who the tailback was, but they had Newman in as the fullback.
Hello,
Newman.
Yeah, well, that was, speaking of Seinfeld, that was Newman for Kramer.
That,
right?
That's right.
Instead of Doug
Last
Kramer?
Year, that was Doug Kramer, and we were handing the ball off to him.
And your seventh-round pick, Kyle Manongai?
Mm-hmm.
12 carries, 48 yards, one touchdown. Speaking of, again, the Bears look like they're going to win this game. I'm talking about their offensive line. That Manongai touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line blocked them into, blocked the Steelers' defensive line into Berwyn. It was just, their Steelers'
was
defensive
not touched,
line.
Right? Yeah.
Was, they were blocked into the south lot. Here. Go ahead. You do some tailgating because you're not doing any tackling.
Yeah. No, the run game, I have been pleasantly surprised by it. And I know Cincinnati's defense is terrible, but that game was just a joy. We have almost 300 yards rushing on the ground for the Bears that game. I know Manongai was in the 170s, whatever it was. But watching them, and I know, listen, you spent money there. You signed Drew Dahlman. You traded for Tooney. Joe Jackson. The is she really going out with him, Joe Jackson? But Jonah Jackson. That's for our friends down the hallway here at XRT. But no, Jonah Jackson, and then Darnell Wright has been good as expected and as usual. And then you just mentioned Trapillo at left tackle last week, and prior to that, Theo Benedict. Amazing what happens when this stuff works. Like we it's supposed to.
How come we didn't get, hey, TikTok, why didn't you book Theo Benedict? This is the American Thanksgiving, and he's Canadian.
You want Theo Benedict?
Yeah.
Who yes. has to travel
it's
to Philly today?
This is the American Thanksgiving.
Oh, I
and
gotcha.
He's Canadian, eh?
Canadian,
come on,
indeed.
Hoser.
I forgot.
What we could do is we could have Big Z hand the phone to Theo Benedict, and they could both be on.
Yeah, he's booking guests. All right. I know there was something else I wanted to say.
I have something to say for you. This Giving Tuesday, join us in supporting the Greater Chicago Food Depository. Together we rise. It's Chicago Against Hunger. Donate now to the Greater Chicago Food Depository at chicagosfoodbank.org or text GIVE to 91471.
847 texter. Thanks, Stevie. Now every time I hear you, I think of suicide as painless. Da, 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 da. Told the story on because the Bears had a player in camp named Major Burns, which led
Salute.
Me down a rabbit hole
uh-huh.
of MASH. And one of the things I discovered was Robert Altman
mm-hmm.
tried to write the dumbest song possible, the worst possible song, and put it in the movie MASH. He directed the movie MASH.
Altman wrote the song himself, the director.
Well, he tried. He
okay.
failed. So he gave it to his 14-year-old son. He said, here, and he's Bradley Altman. Dude, can you write the dumbest song there is?
Mm-hmm.
And Bradley Altman, in 5 minutes, wrote, suicide is painless. It brings on many changes, and I can take or leave it if I please. And he did the whole song, you know?
I had never heard this story
before. The game of life is hard to play. I'm going to lose it anyway. The losing card I'll someday lay. Now all I can say is he's made like $20 million.
It's nuts.
because it showed up in the movies. It showed up in the television show. It was the theme song for 39 episodes a year for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the kid made like $20 million and dad made only $75,000 for directing the movie.
And you know all the lyrics somehow.
I love that. So I'm glad that you think of that. I'm glad you think of me at all.
We have, and speaking of texters, we have check-ins from all over the place. Keep them coming. 217 texter says, I'm listening in enemy territory in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Appreciate you. Hold the line up there, the resistance there. After 18 years of teaching junior college on Saturdays, I've been able to listen to the WB Club on the regular once more. Oh, happy days. My wife also gives a tolerant smile to Rosenblum.
So yeah, that's it. I'm Steve Rosenblum, your tolerant smile.
St. Petersburg, Florida checks in, as does Des Moines, Iowa. Go Hawkeyes and Bears.
Take a break. When we come back, the quarterback for the Eagles, was a Super Bowl MVP. But not this year. And Dennis Allen seems well-equipped to be able to stifle him. Talk about it next. And later this hour, a Bakesgiving tradition that Wake and Bake Club members here at the Score knew about, but now it's gone national. I'm Steve Rosenblum. He's Mike Esposito. Thanks for listening. Sharing your Thanksgiving with us. We're sharing our sports knowledge. And we're making you not smarter, but we're making you knowledgeable in making yourself, in making sure you know how smart you are by listening to our stupid babble. It's what we do.
That's it.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What's up?
E-A-G-A-L-E-S.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Sky Point to our buddy Grabber. This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com, because confidence should never cost a fortune.
We were going to save Grobber for the Thanksgiving episode because he spells
we'll get
high.
To it again.
Welcome and welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving. We are at 312-644-6767. He's Mike Esposito, Steve Rosenblum. There's TikTok. Mully, 224, text your ass. Why are you calling Dustin William TikTok? Why does Haw sound sensible? Confused. Actually, we should tell you his name. What's your name, son?
Grant.
Grant Leader.
Grant Leader.
It's Grant Leader, everybody. Yeah, we got to get Grant some airtime. Nobody's going to know who TikTok is. There he is.
He told us Brad Biggs' segment was, bro. We gave him airtime.
Well, he's getting Biggsy and Theo Benedict, so no worries. It's coming.
So last week, Sean says, I asked Sean, who's my producer of Thanksgiving with me and Espo? Los Federales. We are Los Federales.
If it's a federal holiday, we are here. That's right. How it works.
And I'm hard of hearing, and Sean is hard of speaking directly into a microphone. So it sort of got garbled, and it sounded like Clint Krause. I thought that's what I heard him say.
We do have a producer named Clint Klaus.
I didn't know. And it sounded, I heard it as TikTok. And it just sounded so, that's good. That's a good nickname. So what's your name again, son?
Grant Leader.
He's TikTok. Anyways, that's not why you...
Is that his Delta Tau Chi pledge nickname?
TikTok. Well, look how fresh-faced he is. He's like 20.
Well, as we just learned in the last segment, he was born in 1997 when you were writing for a newspaper and I was covering Chicago sports teams.
Owning the newspaper I was...
That's right.
Yeah, it was. It was 1997. I think I was that still doing All the Pieces Are in Place when I was doing Hit and Run? I was doing Hit and Run for
you
the
were
Tribune.
On Hit and Run? Oh, I didn't.
No.
Oh, on the Tribune, yes.
I wrote Hit and Run, and I did the All the Pieces Are in Place bandwagon. Wani said it.
Yes, he did.
And I thought, oh, what a great name for a bandwagon. All the Pieces Are in Place. And then All the Pieces Were in Pieces by the end of it. And speaking of Wani, he was on the Spiegel and Holmes show. It was Spiegel and Gabe Ramirez. And I wanted to talk about Jalen Hurts, who has not really been hurting opponents the way a Super Bowl MVP should have. Here's Wani's view of what he expects tomorrow, Bears-Eagles in Philly.
I think that he's going to run the ball a little bit more this game than what he has. I don't know how many times he's carrying the ball per game. But I remember three years ago, first Super Bowl, he was averaging eight to 10 carries a game. I don't think he's doing that now. I don't see him running as much. I know he's older. They're trying to protect him, I guess. So I would think that, the more times that you carry it, the more opportunities the Bears have to create fumbles. So, if you're getting rid of the ball quick, and not holding on to it, it's tough to create fumbles and turnovers. So I do think this will be a week, though, that they come out and they, that they run Jalen Hurts a little bit more and play a little bit of keep away. I don't think they want we're averaging, 30 points a game, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to, they're not a shootout type team. That's not their M.O., so I think that in the back of their minds, they want to play a little keep away this week.
Dave Wannstedt, he's got a turkey. So that's Wani talking about, for no good reason, Jalen Hurts is going to run. The Philadelphia has self-sabotaged. They have vasectomized themselves. They don't run RPOs anymore. That's what frustrated teams and would still if they did it, but the new offensive coordinator looks clueless. It's unimaginative. He's talking about the RPOs. Let Jalen Hurts do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's an injury they're not talking to you about. He's not doing that. And then there's something even worse for Philly that is even more insidious. And something Dennis Allen is probably aware of, given the way he's zoned blitzes. Jalen Hurts can't really read zone defenses. Jalen Hurts has been vexed by the trickier zone defenses, and here comes Mr. Zone Blitz here, Dennis Allen, right? And they've seen more, the Eagles I'm talking about, the Eagles offense has seen more zone blitzes, zone stuff. He is in some ways like a Ohio State quarterback who can't figure out what an open receiver looks like in the NFL.
If you just look at the stats, he's got 17 touchdown passes to only one pick. So
good,
he's,
ball protection.
He's not throwing the INTs, passer rating 106. But, I mean, 17 TDs in 11 games, that is barely one and a half, whatever you want to call it, a game. And on the ground, this is what gets me, too, because Saquon in that ground game was so dominant last year. As a team, the Eagles are averaging 3.9 yards per carry. Barkley and Hurts, ironically, are both averaging 3.7 yards per carry. And Hurts has 298 yards on 80 carries. He has the 8 touchdowns because of the tush push. But Barkley has only 684 yards on 185 carries. But Saquon, after 2,000 yards last year, and I know a texter correctly pointed out that oftentimes your 2,000-yard rushers will struggle the next year. He's only averaging 3.7 yards per carry. And we saw Matt Eberflus frustrate him last week.
Which is a bunch of zones. That's the kind of, you're gonna play a bunch of zones, and you're going to dare a guy to find an open receiver. And if you, Diana Rossini of The Athletic reported that even, or especially, Eagles guys on the offensive side of the ball are frustrated with his play against the zone, with his hesitancy throwing into tight windows, which is very familiar around here. We've seen that from every quarterback. And Caleb, not too long ago, that was it. He didn't know what an open receiver looked like in the NFL. There's your window, throw it. And Jalen Hurts is having trouble with that. So whatever group of defensive backs he has that is expected to include Jalen Johnson. So you got Jalen Johnson, Jaquan Brisker, and Kevin Byard. Byard and Brisker, when you start moving safeties, rotating safeties, they've taken advantage of quarterbacks who don't know what they're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Allen has put those guys in position to do that. And Jaquan Brisker has put himself in position to take parts of quarterbacks' bodies as well. And now you got cornerbacks like Nashawn Wright and probably Jalen Johnson. These guys are going to stick with receivers. So now what?
Yeah.
And you're going to be facing a zone, which you're going to throw a zone at him because that's what he can't do. So I've built a whole argument for the Bears winning, and this is part of it.
Yeah. No, and Byard, if you watch, he's tied with Wright for the team lead with 5 picks, and I believe they are tied for the league lead with picks. But Byard's INTs are literally what you're talking about. They're zones where he's reading ahead of the quarterback. He knows where he's going to go with it. He drops off into wherever the quarterback's going with the ball, and he takes it, and he picks it.
Sucker!
Gotcha! Gotcha! Literally, that's what he's doing.
You've been punked!
That's
J.J. McCarthy and Mason Rudolph.
Oh, J.J. So, and doesn't it feel, well, and I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but doesn't it feel good that we are not Mason Rudolph and J.J. McCarthy and Mitch Trubisky, sorry, Mitch, and whatever, that you actually have Caleb Williams, you know, hey, 50 seconds with the Bears losing, that's too much time. And granted, the kick return is what helped us get that field goal into field goal range last week.
He had done other things.
Of course. No,
less,
but it's...
Less
it's,
time, so I'm not going to hold it against him. Look, and I'll give you the perfect example. Where a lot of this started, Jaden Daniels couldn't make a simple handoff.
That's correct.
Bears seized that opportunity and turned it into the winning touchdown.
Yep.
Caleb Williams made a simple handoff, made simple handoffs, and whatever he said in the huddle and watching the way the guys rally around him, he's taking control. It's his thing. Follow me, boys. That means something in a huddle. And different quarterbacks handle it different ways. Famously, Joe Montana, right?
He's famous. He's pretty good.
There are, what, a minute to go in the Super Bowl against the Bengals, right?
I love this story.
And they're standing around waiting. It's a TV timeout. listen up, you might learn something.
Oh, I know the story.
TikTok.
Oh, he's
and
got
he's
it.
Standing around, they're in a huddle, and looks out and goes, hey, look, there's John Candy. So here's your quarterback.
Uh-huh.
He needs a touchdown. He needs at least a field goal. He needs a touchdown. You got to do something.
Got 90 yards
yeah,
to go.
No, he needed a touchdown, right? Yep. They were down four. And he's going, hey, John Candy, look at that. Hey, celebs, right? So quarterbacks are going to be different ways, but they're going to command that kind of respect. Caleb is there. Jalen Hurts, and according to the rumors and what Diana Rossini of The Athletic wrote, well, there appears to be frustration and cracks. Perfect. This is what the Bears are walking into, an Eagles team frustrated, doubting itself, screaming at each other, screaming at coaches, and the place where they booed Santa Claus.
And A.J. Brown, for all of his grumbling, I mean, he's got 46 catches for 567 yards. Very pedestrian numbers for a Pro Bowl-level receiver. And yes, and listen, despite all of everything that you just said about their struggles this year, they are the defending Super Bowl champions. They are 8-3. They are going to cruise to the East Division title. And if the Bears can win in Philadelphia, I don't care about any of the stuff you just said. That would count as an actual real win. I know a lot of people are poo-pooing the schedule, us included. But Pittsburgh was a good win. That was a first place team. I believe they're still tied with Baltimore.
But just the fact they beat a team with a winning record.
On the road, 8-3 team, Super Bowl champs, EAGALES.
Thanks, Les. Thanks, Robert. All right, we're going to take a break when we come back.
ALES.
Yeah.
Thank you, Les.
Les must have been high when he did that. Speaking of which, there is a Bigsgiving tradition that I'm sure our Wake and Bake Club members here on the Score know about. It has finally gotten national mainstream attention. Like, the Wall Street Journal is writing about it. Yeah. I'm going to bring that to you after.
Yeah, and I want to
reader.
I am the reader here. Texters, keep checking in. We appreciate you. Ken, retired First Sergeant, U.S. Army, out in the great state of Iowa. Thank you for checking in, Ken. We also have a check-in from Las Vegas, where I live. So we appreciate that. Today is our NFL Thanksgiving triple header, starting with Packers and Lions, followed by Chiefs at Cowboys, and then the nightcap Bengals at Ravens. Triple header coverage begins at 11 and continues throughout the day right here on The Score and the Odyssey app.
I'm Steve Rosenblum. I'm the brutally handsome Steve Rosenblum. He's the terminally pretty Mike Esposito. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save.
Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Smoke weed every day.
Well, especially today. Welcome in. Welcome back. Let's talk about the holiday. Let's talk about Bakesgiving. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Have you ever heard, are you familiar with the tradition in this impromptu Wake and Bake Club meeting? Have you ever heard of the tradition called a cousin's walk?
I have not.
Okay. The cousin's walk idea has now, it's been going on for decades. Wake and Bake Club members know it. I mean, our number, 847, no, it's not. What's our phone number?
Our number is
312? Yeah! We read so many texts, I forgot
312-644-6767. That was too funny.
Here's what happens. It's a cousin's walk where the kids go out before all the Thanksgiving festivities and share a joint.
Aha! Yes,
So they come back inoculated against all of the relatives, whether it's the drunk uncle, the crazy aunt, all the kids, whatever noise, whatever chaos, that's how they survive their families. It's called a cousin's walk.
Okay.
You just take a walk, pass around the joint, and then you're ready to go back. Whether it's a pre-roll, or you did it yourself, or whatever. But it's usually something lit as opposed to a gummy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this has been going on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Decades.
Mm-hmm.
The Wall Street Journal didn't know about that.
Oh.
But the Wall Street Journal acted like it discovered it. Headline, this year's Thanksgiving surprise, half of the guests are stoned. Pro tip, they always have been. Bloomberg News, cannabis is in, booze is out at this year's Thanksgiving table. The Independent, what is a cousin walk? And are you hopping on this Thanksgiving tradition? Like, it's never mainstream media acting like, look what we've discovered. We've discovered marijuana. That was all compiled by the newsletter I read, The Marijuana Moment. And they pulled out this quote from the Wall Street Journal. What started as a subversive activity among dedicated stoners has mushroomed into a full-blown tradition. Like every other holiday, it's gone commercial. So that's why the journal got interested. Oh, there's money.
They're selling things for the cousin's walk now?
With marijuana legal for medicinal use in 40 states and recreational use in more than half of those, the industry is seizing on the popularity of the pre-turkey toke to boost business. Hiding the activity, this is still the Wall Street Journal, hiding the activity from disapproving kin, as much as a person reeking of weed can, is part of the fun for the participants. It can be a two-way act. Some of those familial squares know exactly what's happening outside, even if they act like they don't. The cousins walk. Now, it's very cold here, but you would probably do well to get away from your family. We all love our families.
Mm-hmm.
We all love getting away from our families. And that would be the opportunity, the pre-turkey toke, as Patrick from Gage Park is quick to text in, oh, yes, I've partaken in this tradition. Yeah. It's the cousin's walk. 630 texture. You are a disgusting idiot. Grow up. Really? Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal.
We're just reading Wall Street Journal articles here. I don't know what we're talking about.
It's pretty elite, pretty high-end for, right?
The funny part about a 708 texter says we're both busted for missing the phone number. I when you froze, I then froze, and then I almost gave out my personal yes, number.
I've done that. I've come close to that before.
Oh, man.
Anyways, I'm Mike Esposito. No, you're Mike Esposito.
That's me.
I'm Steve Rosenblum.
That's correct.
And I think we're going to go take a cousin's walk now because it's the only way we can handle Bruce Levine. Bruce is coming up at 9 o'clock. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.